I literally just picked up the phone and called the number that I saw. And I was like, I want to own a franchise. And we have this big long phone call. And so I went home and I was like, hey, do you remember how we always wanted to own a franchise? And my wife, not missing a beat, bless her soul, was like, no, but I haven't seen you this excited about anything in a long time. If you think this is something great, I trust you and let's do it. And, you know, as they say, the rest is history.
Welcome to Founder Stories, a show about ordinary people on a journey to build their own exceptional businesses. I'm Brian Scudamore, founder and CEO of O2E Brands. We're home to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Wow One Day Painting, and Shack Shine. I started my business hauling junk as an 18-year-old paying his way through college. 30 years later, we're 250 franchises strong. I've learned a few lessons along the way, the most important one being that it's all about people. And I mean all about people. So I'm on a mission to uncover the founder stories of some of our most inspiring people. From the decisions that lead them to take the leap, to the celebrations and lessons that follow. This episode's franchise partner grew up inspired by heroes. Little did he know then that one day he would become a hero to so many. This is John's story.
I'm John Barrows. I am the franchise partner in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So we cover pretty much all of Southwest Michigan.
I have heard you say it is the best place in the world to live.
It absolutely is, because it has not only the four seasons that Michigan is known for. We have hiking trails. We have the Great Lakes not far away. I can get to Lake Michigan in 20 minutes. And it's salt-free. It's shark-free. It's just a great place to be.
Amazing. Every founder has a beginning. So I'm going to go right back to the very beginning. What did you dream of being when you grew up?
This is a true story. I either wanted to be an actor or I wanted to be in the mafia. Now I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I know. I get that same look all the time. So it wasn't because I am prone to violence or anything. I just thought they dressed so cool. I was like, if I could dress like that every day, I absolutely would.
It sounds awesome, because I'm just like, I have never had a response like that before. So tell me about growing up. Where did your inspiration come from?
Yeah, so I grew up in a tiny little farm town called Alma, Michigan. Now, the only claim to fame there is that we are Scotland, USA. So we are home to the Highland Festival every May, and it is truly an authentic Scottish experience. There's kilts and caber toss and bagpipe competitions. And honestly, obviously, growing up in a small little farm town, there aren't a lot of opportunities to see the outside world and really get some of that higher education that you get in a larger city. So when my mom married my dad, he came into my life when I was, 10 or 11. And he was a traveling salesman. So he went all over the country and lived in all of these exciting places. And it was actually my dad that really got me excited about learning and seeing the world and becoming bigger than just the things I saw around me. And I left Alma and I moved right to Detroit. I immediately found myself absolutely falling in love with sales, partly because it was something that my dad had done for so long. And I always looked up to it, that it was such a cool career to travel and sell. And for me, it was just about building that relationship with people. I fell in love with that and getting to know people and what kind of made them tick. And so most of my professional career in some way or another has been around either sales or sales training, or I worked in retail as a store manager, and I worked for another franchise company as a sales manager. And it's just all of these, it's always been about sales for me, because it's always been about people for me.
That's really interesting, because as I've gotten to know you over your time in the Wow One Day Painting family, I would have thought that you'd be much more service oriented versus sales. Where I've seen you show up in such an exceptional way beyond so many franchise partners in our system, like you really excel at, is how you take care of people and how you take care of customers. Can people be good at both sales and service?
Well, that's the million dollar question there, isn't it? And like I said, you get so many people that have this idea of what sales is in their head. And frankly, most of those ideas are wrong and backwards. And that's why I loved what, you know, selling and like you pointed out, like sales and service are one and the same, you know, and that's what makes a good salesperson is understanding how to service that customer. And that's what I fell in love with WOW. Obviously we want your home to look beautiful, but it's so much more than painting. It's about those relationships and that experience that we can give the customer. And that's why I just get so jonesed about what we do, because it's the perfect blend of what I absolutely love doing.
That's interesting, because you and I are very aligned there, that I think people misunderstand sales. I look at it the same way you do, where it's relationship building. Well, kudos for you at being great at both those things. It's a refreshing thing to bring into the WOW One Day Painting family. How did you become a part of the WOW One Day Painting organization?
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite stories to tell, because I imagine it's very opposite of how most franchise partners find themselves in a franchise organization. So as I alluded, I had previously lived in a different franchise world, running a franchise and then working at their corporate office for a while. And then I had moved over to Kalamazoo when I got married. I was working in a call center and just managing the sales department. And I don't do well behind a desk. I don't sit still well. And so I was there for a couple of years and absolutely losing my mind sitting behind this desk. And I was like, I need to get back to franchising, because that's what I love to do. And so I was aware of O2E as a whole. And so I started exploring all the different options there. And I found WOW. And I literally just picked up the phone and called the number that I saw. And I was like, hi. And they're like, you know, thank you for calling WOW One Day Painting. What can I do to help you? And I was like, I want to own a franchise. So I went home and I was like, hey, do you remember how we always wanted to own a franchise? And my wife, not missing a beat, bless her soul, was like, no, but go on, I'm listening. And so I proceeded to just regale her about everything that I learned in the conversation. And she was like, yeah, it sounds great. And she's like, I haven't seen you this excited about anything in a long time. If you think this is something great, I trust you and let's do it. And you know, as they say, the rest is history.
Getting into business for yourself is a big decision. Was it because you came from franchising and understood what it was all about?
I think that played a really big part in it, that, you know, I had seen the franchising world from both the franchisee and franchisor side. So I really understood the benefits that franchising has to offer and how kind of all the parts work together. I had actually worked at a moving company called Two Men in a Truck. I traveled the country and essentially helped other franchisees run their business. And so I would advise them on sales and marketing and operations and logistics. And so I would travel 3 weeks out of every month and just go and visit all sorts of cool places and meet great people and kind of help them improve their business in any way that I could.
What was it like being a part of the Two Men in a Truck family?
It was really exciting. They're a very, very established franchise. They have so many systems and so many checks and balances, both at their corporate office as well as, you know, partnering with the franchise system that they've created, that it's really cool. And
so the question that's just jumping out of my brain is, why didn't you buy a Two Men in a Truck franchise?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of reasons. For one, as much as I loved being in the system, it was so operational and logistics driven. And I knew that wasn't my strong suit. My suit was always sales and marketing and really building those relationships. And so looking at WOW, it was, you know, it was a similar system with great structuring and great ideas. And it, to me, WOW looked like Two Men back when they first started. Like, this is groundbreaking in the same way that Two Men was groundbreaking for the moving industry. They completely completely changed it all. You know, they added structure where there wasn't some. They made it uniform, and you could go to any franchise and get the same great quality. And again, that was about customer service. And I saw that same thing in WOW, and I was like, this is it. This is going to be huge. This is great. This gives me an opportunity to get in, you know, on not the ground floor, but get in early and build this franchise system with, you know, WOW One Day Painting and O2E.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Can I get you to brag a little bit and tell me how did you get so good at customer experience, and what does it mean to you?
Well, I would love to brag and take all the credit myself, but instead what I'll do is brag about my team. You know, for me, we talk almost every day at our huddle about how we are a painting company, or we're a customer service company that just happens to paint. We talk about that every day. And we often talk about how, you know, what we do is just another day, right? So we're going to go paint a house. We're doing an exterior today. For us, it's just another day, right? The team came in, they're drinking their coffee, they're getting ready to go. But what they don't necessarily always realize is that same customer that we're dealing with today was texting my ops manager last night, like, I am so excited, I'm so nervous, this is the first time I've ever hired a painting company, and I'm so over the moon to get this done because there's no way I could get it done. And so for us, we realized very early on that, you know, while yes, the medium that we're using is painting, what we're really doing is changing people's lives. And it seems like that is over the top, right? It seems like it's like, let's be honest, be grounded, right? But no, we really are. Because when you think about all the different reasons that we're painting, we could be painting someone's forever home. We could be painting someone's first home. We could be painting someone's last home and everything in between. And so for us, it's really big for us to always stay humble, and we always do everything we can to try to make this as easy of an experience for the customer as possible, because you never know what they're going through. For instance, one of our leads was talking to me about, you know, I'd love to open my own painting company, and you know, I'll be here until I had the funds to do that. And my ops manager and I stopped and were like, what do you mean? We can help you open your own. Like, you don't have to leave. And he's like, you do that? Like, absolutely, let us get you ready. And so, you know, we're in the process right now of, you know, mentoring one of my leads, Antonio, up and helping him kind of open his own franchise, because his dream was always to open his own business. And so now we're super excited at the aspect that, like, we get to help this person reach their dreams as well. And so that's really what drives us. We just absolutely love, you know, helping those around us. Like, anytime we have means, we try to help people instead of just kind of accumulating more.
So you love helping people, but if you get selfish for a second, which I think from what I know about you is difficult to do, because you're always thinking of others, your customers, your people, and how to help them. Has this had an impact on your life, on changing your own life?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, it's been an incredible journey. I mean, there were times when I was, you know, working at a call center, and I'd buy donuts and bring them in for my team. And half the reason that I would do that is because I didn't have the finances to buy dinner the night before. So money was tight, and I'd find a reason to celebrate my team, and I'd buy everyone donuts, and I'd grab a donut and have that, knowing that it was high calorie. That was the only thing I'd have to eat that day, and I was fine. And, you know, now I have a beautiful home, and it's on an acre of land, and we're talking about, you know, we're going to expand the kitchen, and, you know, we're looking at new vehicles for my wife. And, you know, the biggest thing for my wife and I, who, you know, we actually grew up in the same small town, but, you know, we didn't come from high means growing up. Mm. And so for us, you know, this has given us the opportunity to make sure both of our daughters are never wanting. Like, if they need clothes for school or books for school, or if there's a new video game that just came out, we can get that for them, and they never have to feel like they need something or they want something that they can't have. Now, obviously, it's a balance not to spoil them rotten, which is difficult now, but it's just making sure that they never had that same feeling of like, where's that next meal coming from, or can we afford this? Like, it's been an absolute blessing that we can just take care of our family and we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing I get from you is what you just said, take care of your family. You take care of your people and you help them start a business. You take care of your customers and you treat them like family. It's inspiring. And I want to capture that for our listeners here, is that you really do get revenue coming and sales coming nonstop because of the relationships you build with your team and the relationships that you build with your customers. Can you tell the Thanksgiving story?
Yeah. So the homeowner, it was her first home, and it was just her and her kids, and she couldn't afford everything that she wanted done. And so she had left the kitchen off the job. And so about halfway throughout the day, my lead or my painters approached me, and they were like, hey, we're looking at this, and we have enough paint, and we're making great time. Would you mind if we painted the kitchen for the customer? And I was absolutely floored because it didn't come from me. It was all of my team again that they really took the initiative and they said, you know what, this isn't right. And we want to make sure that this customer has a home ready for their first Thanksgiving in their new home. And so my team just went ahead and got it done. And we sent a picture to the customer when we were done and said, hey, surprise, we got your kitchen done for you as well at no additional charge. And she was just absolutely over the moon. You know, she called me crying. And, you know, it's just one of those things that it makes me so proud to know that even if I'm not the one driving that, mm-hmm. you know, that my team is always looking for opportunities to, you know, better the community around us or to help a customer. I mean, at least, you know, once a month, I get one of my painters that comes to me and says, hey, I heard about this person. You know, is there anything that we can do to help them? And so we'll call them up and see if there's something that we can do, either painting, or I'm connected with all these moving services and all these cleaning. So I have this network of individuals. And so we just try our best to help out.
The coolest part about that story, John, is I know during this podcast, a couple of times you've given credit to others. You've given credit to your painters, to your team. But what's great about this story is this wasn't your idea. The Thanksgiving kitchen idea was your team going, hey, we have extra paint, but they're inspired by your leadership. It's awesome. Question for you. Do you believe in heroes?
Of course. Of course.
Do you have any?
Yeah. My dad is honestly one of my biggest heroes. You know, he, like I said, he came into my life when I was around 10, and, you know, he was a super successful salesman, and he would travel the world and saw the world. And he really was that person that helped inspire me and make me better. And he went out of his way to take care of my mom and I and show us all this cool stuff. And I remember I'd never been on a plane before, and he uses frequent flyer miles and flew us around. He showed me things that I never thought I would see. And he's one of those people that he's inspired me from the moment I met him, because he was just he was a genuinely good person. And that's literally the highest compliment that I can give someone, is that you were just a genuinely good person who would give the shirt off their back to a stranger if they needed it. And he's really the person that kind of cemented the importance of taking care of others for no other reason other than it's just the right thing to do.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And, you know, I, as much as you look up to your father, I know your people look up to you. I've spoken with some of your team and they would describe you as a hero. So thank you for all you do for the community, for your customers, for your people.
Well, and thank you so much for the opportunity to come on here and talk to you. And thank you for, you know, just everything that you do for all of us.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Founder Stories. I'm Brian Scudamore. I love hearing stories from founders. I'm curious what resonated with you. Tell me on Instagram, LinkedIn, or go to my YouTube channel to learn more.